Tanya and Steve's bits you may have missed.
Now, Steve, question without notice.
Yep.
Did you, as I did, sit in your lounge chair and watch the Winter Olympics on the weekend?
Never left the house.
Didn't you?
Can't get enough of it, T.
Oh.
No, I love it.
Awesome.
The years and years of training and hard work in a country that's not known for their winter sports.
Mm.
Watch these Australians representing us over there doing their best. I mean, I can't get enough of it.
Something tells me you're not actually telling me the truth.
No, I'm not, but I haven't seen a single thing. I even missed the highlights on the news. But I do follow your Twitter account, mate, and I'm very happy for what I thought was a relation of yours or something like that. But I don't know whether tweeting 17-year-old guys is the way to go.
Yeah, well, I wasn't asking for a date. I was just congratulating 17-year-old Redmond Gerard on his men's slopestyle.
Yeah, he's not from Australia, mate.
No, he's Team USA.
Yeah, that's right.
But he's 17 and he was cute. When
that,
I say cute,
that didn't
I mean
come
like,
across well.
No,
no, you're actually digging a deeper hole.
I know what you're saying, Daniel. He actually was cute. He was just wasn't like a cute, like a good looking
kid.
Guy.
He's no.
Cute. Yeah, cute as in, oh, God, I want to give him a cuddle, not cute or how hot tea.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Okay.
He was just, to me, he was just
like
a kid that you'd see at any skate park that fashioned a bit of a jump in his backyard and then just went on to win Olympic gold. I thought it was a great story.
Was a great story.
Yeah.
I wish you'd added that to your tweet because it was just well done. I had to find out who the hell you were talking about. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, no, someone's done well.
Yeah. Look, we know we're not. It's not like the Summer Olympics. I don't feel that passion towards Australia.
No.
Like, it's great. I'm looking forward to our athletes.
Yeah.
But I just get excited for any great story.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what country. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. No, I've watched you.
Yeah.
I've watched you over the years come in talking about a sport you've never watched in your life, like, wearing the scarf and the hat. And I mean, you jump on quick.
I mean,
because you get excited.
I
actually like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad thing on you, as I call what do they call them? Bandwagon jumpers.
Yes.
But, in the Winter Olympics, I just, it's not a disinterest because I do admire what they've done to get there, but not my thing.
All right. I can tell you what I think they should do to the Winter Olympics to make people like you more interested.
I reckon I know what you're going to say. You bet go.
All right. I reckon before every event, they get someone like Nikki.
An average person
to go out and do that event before the real athletes come along.
For reference.
Right. Absolutely, because we all sit there. I'm sure you did too. On the weekend, I sat there going, I can do that.
Yes.
That is so easy.
Yeah.
When they were figure skating at a million miles an hour and, doing triples in the air.
Yeah.
Because they make it look so easy.
Yeah.
So they
all sport.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
But to have someone like Nicole.
A better benchmark.
Yeah.
So we're going to send Nikki down.
Just before we go any further, she's in the room. Our average person over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick, okay.
No.
Yeah. I don't think you've seen me do a triple backflip on a snowboard.
Can you imagine sending someone like Nick down on the slope style?
Yeah.
Off you go, Nick. Do your best.
Good luck.
Mm. And then we would appreciate when the real athletes come through. And that would be entertaining TV.
For you.
you've got me. I'd watch that.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I went skiing with a mate and a mutual friend of ours who had grown up skiing. And I said, oh, mate, I'm from Queensland. Are you kidding? Anyway, we went.
Yeah.
And he had the full gear,
albeit
that it was like 1970s gear. But anyway, full gear. Down he went gracefully, beautifully. I had one lesson, outside the pub you have that little lesson of, snowplow. Anyway, then I went to the top of the hill. I swear, if only it was videoed. Because I made it down the bottom and I didn't go over.
Yeah.
But the entire thing was waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
I looked... Well, look, I may have had a disability, to be honest with you, is the best way of putting it. I didn't go well. So, yes, I would watch that.
Exactly. You need someone to pave the way and to show us that,
idiots
sitting in your lounge chairs, you can't do this.
Now, honestly, though, having said that, I don't think that would make any difference when we come to curling. Because everyone has swept a room.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. Yeah, we'd probably be pretty good at that.
We'd be good at curling. We could literally enter us into a curling and go and win at least a medal, I reckon.
Definitely.
Bit of a sweep.
Yeah.
Here comes the wireless vacuum cleaner, hit toward the ball.
Well, you know what? We could start our own. We could actually get people to tune in to maybe Instagram. And maybe a little heads up for the luge. Let's get Nick on a couple of skateboards,
yep,
top of Mount Sugarloaf, film it.
Straight
off she
down,
goes.
Yeah, practice.
What did I do to you?
Sorry, Nicky.
Hey, you just keep quiet, Miss Average.
It's Tenure and Steve. KOFM.
For more Tenure and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.